From the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. Mets General Manager Sandy Alderson is standing by. But first, we've got a winner for the Turning Point competition, Len.
Bob Benardi of Astoria was the first caller to correctly identify that this was the Mets Chock Full of Nuts Turning Point of the game.
1-1. The pitch. Swinging a liner up the middle. Base hit center field. In comes Plawecki. Around third, Conforto digging for the plate. Brinson's throw not in time. Conforto scores, sliding. And on at first with a two-run pinch hit single is Adrian Gonzalez. The Mets have taken a 2-1 lead.
And they went on to win it 4-1. Eighth straight win. Best record in all of baseball. So, Bob Benardi wins a pair of Mets tickets. Your next chance to win is by listening to the next Mets postgame show here on WOR. So, actually, that'll be Sunday's game into Monday because the Mets are off tonight. And find out what is the Mets Chock Full of Nuts Turning Point of the game.
And now on the line, a man who must be very happy these days, General Manager Sandy Alderson. Good morning, Mr. Alderson.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. So even in your wildest dreams, could you have conceived of such a strong start to the season for you guys?
You know, I never dream of one-loss records. the cliche, but it's a day-by-day process. But obviously, Mets organization never having done this before. It's not something we anticipated or really could have hoped for. But you know, the team is playing great. They're gritty. They come back. Mickey's done a great job. It's been fun to watch for me, and I'm sure for the fans as well.
All right, you had one hiccup yesterday, Travis d'Arnaud. Perhaps. What is the latest? Is he out for the year? Will he have Tommy John surgery?
Well, we will see today. I think that the doctors made a recommendation to Travis. He wanted to sleep on it overnight and probably make his decision sometime this morning or early this afternoon. It's really unfortunate, you know, that this injury has occurred to Travis. He's had other injuries in the past. And, this is as severe as anything he's ever incurred. So we're fortunate to have Plawecki. We're fortunate to have a couple of catchers in our organization on the roster and off the roster that can fill in behind him. But this is a big loss for us.
Now, Kevin Plawecki took a hard fastball off his hand yesterday. X-rays negative. Are you actively seeking a catcher from outside the organization?
Well, yes and no. Anytime you have an injury, you know, the bottom feeders come out. And so I've had plenty of inquiries over the last 24 hours or so about catching elsewhere. But we're not actively looking. But naturally, and you know, it would be prudent for us just to have a sense of what's out there. But you know, we've got Thomas Nito with us currently. We were able to get him down there quickly from Binghamton in the event that we did get this diagnosis with Travis. We've also got a very good veteran backup catcher, Jose Lobaton, in Las Vegas. So at the moment, we're covered, but, you know, we're always looking.
Hey, Sandy, a fine performance by Zach Wheeler. Is he going to be part of the rotation now, permanent part of the rotation?
Well, he was great last night. There's no question about that. And the really good thing is he's not on his way back to Las Vegas today. but I think it's very difficult for us to project where we're going to be in 5 days or 10 days. But I think that certainly his performance last night warrants other opportunities. And given the fact that Vargas is really not ready yet, you know, I think it's likely that he'll be in the rotation for now. And then you know, we'll see how things develop with him and with everyone else in that rotation currently.
We're on with Sandy Alderson, the Mets General Manager. Before you run, Sandy, you're a baseball lifer. You've heard thousands of play-by-play announcers. Opening day, Howie and Josh were kind enough to let Michael Riedel and myself into the booth. I'd like your analysis of Michael Riedel as a play-by-play man, if you would.
Yeah. Hey, here comes the pitch, Len. And, oh, and it's to right field. And, no.
It's called a foul ball.
It's a foul ball.
It's out of play.
What do you think, Sandy?
Well, keep in mind the context, and as long as you're winning, play-by-play, it doesn't matter what the play-by-play is like. It's all positive. It's all good and fondly remembered by fans.
My resume is in the mail, Sandy.
Okay.
All right, Sandy Olson.
Thanks, Sandy.
General manager. Thanks a lot. Thanks
Take
a
care,
lot.
Guys.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay.